At Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton, the abstract painter Michelle Neifert has a new exhibition of her work. Michelle Neifert, Vehicle for Color. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Michelle Neifert's abstract paintings in the past have been landscapes and ethereal abstracts. In this exhibition, she has refined it down to pure abstracts. It's important to value what's in front of you, to pay attention, immerse yourself, and respond. And for me, it's all about color. Painter Michelle Neifert.
When I first started doing artwork, I was doing a lot of black and white, and it was mostly figurative work. I was really into the human body, and I was younger, and like all so sad, angst-filled artists had to be very dramatic, monochromatic. I got through school, and then when I got out, I decided that I wanted to learn everything there was to know about color, which, of course, is impossible.
Ambitious
goal. Yeah, right? It's been 20 years, and I'm still nowhere near it. I had the idea of wanting to make something that was color as content, color as idea, and color as an emotive vehicle, that you would look at something and have a visceral response to it on a human level just by seeing the color. I've been doing that for a long time. They've transformed over the years. They've always been kind of a conversation with a canvas, so I might have a general idea and say, wow, you know, I'm really into this metallic gold color right now. I'm going to paint with that and see what happens. Sometimes they'll have an outline of an idea when I start, and other times I'm like, I'm just really hot for this color, and I put down a mark, work on it, and just respond to it. In the front of the show, there are some small pieces that are 2 inches by 3.5. I do a lot of those little studies. Most of them are terrible, and I just kind of toss them to the side. And they had began as business cards that I was giving out to people for free because I thought that was like a good promotional thing. And then after a while, I realized that some of them were quite lovely. I decided to keep them and start transferring them into being larger paintings. This show started last year. Allison Anthony at Connections, I've known her for 20 years now, and they were the first people to give me a chance to show my work again after stopping. And as soon as I booked the show with them, I ran home and I, in 2 days, painted the large blue painting that's called Bloom. It's 42 by 97 inches. It's meant to be like the effect of dropping ink into water when it blooms out. So that was the first one, and then it's just kind of developed over the past year.
Oh, so this is actually two pieces of the same piece.
It's painted all at once, but it wasn't painted and separated. They were two separate panels.
So I was looking at it last night. The thing with abstract is you get to make up whatever it is, and I'm looking and go, oh, that's underneath of a forest, and I'm walking through it, and I'm saying, oh, I really am in a forest because there's trees over on that side too. So I found myself kind of moving into this middle spot, and it's just funny how those things work. This one particular, you were talking about the idea of the color dictating the feeling. This one particularly spoke to me on that last night. I was looking at it, and what I loved is that I don't know what the feeling is exactly, but there's this real feeling that's kind of bubbling around inside.
Right.
It creates an emotional landscape.
I am just so in love with seeing the things that happen, making the things and being in love with the process, seeing marks and being like, oh my God, that's so freaking awesome. Look at that. You know, you get really excited. When a piece is finished, you hope that kind of energy, people will feel that. People told me last night, like, oh, I see faces. Did you intend this? Do you intend that? I'm not going to tell anybody how to see it or what kind of feeling there is. I just have this passion about paint and color, and I just get into it and hope that it gets an emotional response, because initially that's what the whole idea was. The plexiglass actually started rolling around in my head. I had bought some plexiglass and I didn't know what to do with it because the project I was using it for didn't pan out. At the same time, I was having a discussion with somebody about sculpture and how typically sculpture addresses form but not color. And I was like, wow, it'd be really cool if you could have a sculpture that was about color. My idea was to have an installation, like if you could have a grain silo and hang, that you would walk to the center and have all these plexiglass pieces spanning away from you so that you could look into them and they would be semi-transparent and translucent and build an image that would be in the round. And I thought, oh, well, maybe I could just work on the plexiglass thing for a little while and build the light and the subtlety and the interaction of light during the day. I had taken these paintings outside and looked at them with the sunlight on them, and they're interesting to see how they cast the light in and out. I'm still interested in the idea, so that's good.
I love this one for the fact that it's deceptively simple when you first look at it. I looked at it last night and I was like, it's very complex in its simplicity.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to say. I mean, thank you. It's just the process. I'm still in love with painting, and it's all I ever want to do. It's all I think about. And I'm sure I'm definitely not the only artist that feels that way, but it's always in my mind, and I'm very fortunate to have gotten this many years in and still be in love with it. And I'm confident that, you know, once I become disinterested, if that ever happens in color, there'll be something else.
Michelle Neifert, Vehicle for Color, is on view through August 26th at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton. More information at connectionsgallery.net. More information also available if you give them a call at 250-7627. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.